Good afternoon. We're back once again down in the Gawler Culture and Heritage Centre, under the Gawler Civic Centre, looking back at Gawler's history through the pages of the Bunyip on a very wet afternoon.
Yay.
Yay.
Yay. That's about all I'll say.
Yes. And I'm here with Kay. Hi, Kay.
Hello, Jeanette. It's always good to be here.
It is indeed. So, without further ado now, we will move on to 150 years ago. Bowassa Mining News, the Lady Alice Mine. The crosscut east has been extended 8 feet the past week. Total distance from shaft, 27 feet. The ground is more favourable for driving than it was, and I hope now to make better progress. All work at number 2 shaft has been suspended with the view of letting that portion of the mine on tribute, but up to the present I've not succeeded in doing so. Number of men now employed on the mine are 9, and one boy besides self. 71 tonnes of quartz have been crushed during the past fortnight, from which 13 ounces, 15 DWT?
Pennyweight,
okay, of gold has been won. Now, seeing this is coming from the mine owner, who was William Malcolm.
Oh.
And Lady Alice was his wife. I looked it up last night.
Yeah, DWA. Well, D, when you wrote down a penny, it was always
D.
1D.
Yes. Yeah,
yeah, so a pound was one, must have been 1P, 2S for shillings, and 1D for penny.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. I need that. I don't know, because I grew up with...
Yes, yeah.
I'm that old. I grew up with pounds, shillings and pence. I was going to, well, whatever decimal currency wasn't. I suppose it was just pounds, shillings and pence, wasn't it?
Yes, imperial. I think it's referred to imperial currency.
Well, imperial measures.
So I assume it's imperial currency.
No, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was.
I'll
have to look that up. Yeah, I think pennyweight was a measure under ounces. I've just caught my eye here.
Mm.
100 years ago, the law courts. John D. Walsh, an itinerant salesman of solder, was before the court at Gawler charged with having no visible means of support. The defendant was 54 years of age. The bench awarded him 14 days imprisonment, the sentence to be suspended until 4 p.m. to give Walsh an opportunity to get out of the town, which he promptly did. That's such a sad story.
It is, isn't it? And no help for someone that clearly
was put you in jail, and he might have been better off in jail for 14 days.
He might have got a decent feed, but...
Well, at least he would have done that. No, that's just so sad.
It is.
Get out of town. To what fate?
Yeah.
Oh, anyway.
Mm. Not much help for... There was no safety net for people.
Alms for the poor.
Mm. 50 years ago, railway bid for Bowassa. The District Council of Tanunda has added its support to a determined move to reintroduce a fast rail passenger parcel service for residents of the Bowassa Valley. At the most recent meeting, Council received a letter which sought Council support for the reintroduction of rail services in the valley. The organisations felt the present bus service should be augmented for rail services. Council agreed with the need for a rail service and agreed to a proposal that a rail car travel between Angaston and Adelaide twice a day. Oh,
Of course, that was just after the state government sold all the railways in South Australia to the Commonwealth so that the Commonwealth could proceed with standardisation of all the rail.
Oh, okay.
And that happened in the early 1970s. And I remember the price was $55,000. And it just seemed to be an extraordinarily low amount.
Yes, even
surely
by the standards of the time.
Surely it was $55 million. No, it wouldn't have been $55 million. I'll have to check that now.
Mm.
But I know it seemed to be a really low price to be selling all of our railway lines in South Australia and the Commonwealth. And, of course, then they went through and shut down the ones that didn't have a lot of patronage.
Yes.
But after that, they still had the Bluebird running between Gawler and the Bowassa, and then Penrice got involved in it, and they didn't have enough paying passengers to justify running the passenger train. And that was the problem. Everyone loves the idea of the trains, but no one patronises them. And if they don't patronise them, they get shut down.
Yes, yes.
And now that Penrice doesn't use the railway line anymore because they can only get to Gawler, there's no way of getting down to the port where they used to
go to,
because of the standardisation, now the electrification. Mm. So that's the end of that. I think there's still room to run a lovely little rail service between Gawler and Barossa Valley, but it's millions and millions of dollars, and no one's going to prepare to spend it.
I know there's been calls for it with the new, you know, developments, housing developments out on Concordia, that would really is needed. Having even a train stop up near the Red Sheaf would relieve a lot of traffic congestion.
But then they'd be catching they'd have to change trains at Gawler.
Yes.
Because it would have to terminate at Gawler on the eastern side of the main North Road, and then they'd have to cross the road and catch the train on the on the electrified line into the city.
Yeah.
So, and the government, to be honest, they're not going to spend that kind of money.
No, they're not.
When buses are easier to change and to adapt to need. So, not that they put on enough buses either, but let's not go there. 25 years ago, upgrade for Key Link to Barossa. A huge project to upgrade Gomersall Road will start next financial year, aimed at taking pressure off the congested Barossa Valley Way and providing an alternative freight route for the region. Minister for Transport and Urban Planning, Diana Laidlaw, said the government had made $2.25 million commitment as part of its Barossa Roads strategy in last week's budget. The project was a result of consultation and lobbying by Member for Light Malcolm Buckby, Member for Schubert Ivan Venning, the Barossa Council and Kapundra and Light Council, as well as members of the local community. And I have to say, I use that Gomersall Road a lot more, especially if I'm going up to Nuriutpa or Tanunda.
Yes, I use it a lot too.
It's not perfect, but it's pretty good.
So. And it's a nice drive in.
Oh, it's lovely.
It's a lovely drive
in. You just
end
up there and you pop into Tanunda and you get all the view of the hills. It's a better entry than through Lindop.
It is. So, 10 years ago, owls hooted. The Anglevale Football Club held a crisis meeting after experiencing one of the darkest days in its short history on the weekend, conceding the South Australian Amateur Football League's biggest ever score. Playing against Blackfriars Old Scholars in Division 6, the Owls had a mammoth 71.43 kicked against them on the way to a 429-point loss, the single biggest margin ever in the amateur league. It was behind only the 44-41-point loss by North Pines to Elizabeth, while Blackfriars' total was only 42 points short of the South Australian record of 80.22, brackets 502, compiled by Kersbrook against Callington in 2009.
I think they beat that a couple of weeks ago with the Elizabeth Football Club scored nothing.
Oh, wow.
And the other team scored hundreds of points. They must have just possessed the ball. That's it.
Yes, that is it for this week.
Wow. That was an interesting one again.
Yes, nice variety.
Nice variety. Thank you, Jeanette.
Okay, until next week, Kate.
Until then. For old life's sign.